Oakland, where he joins us now in the silver and black once again. It's good to see you, Charles.
Good to see you, too.
So we saw you out there running around on the field in Oakland for the first time since 2005 this morning. What was it like to be back out there?
Oh, it was great, man. It was great to be out there with the guys. You know, it's a young team, so got a chance to run around with them a little bit. There's a lot of energy out there on the field. The only difference is I didn't have 24 on, so that's something we got to work on.
You didn't have any number out there. It's like you're protesting, right? The number that they did give you. Where do we stand as far as that's concerned?
Well, I may have to petition to the league and see if I can just wear a blank jersey. Right now, negotiations have stalled right now, so we'll work on that in the upcoming days.
Negotiations with Tracy Porter.
Exactly.
Charles, in my 15th season, I had a choice to make whether to come back, play another year, and I kind of knew I was done. You have a long list of accolades, Pro Bowls, Defensive Player of the Year, and you finally won that Super Bowl. Why are you back in the Raiders uniform for one more year?
You know what, man? I realized that, you know, once I was released by Green Bay, that football just wasn't out of my blood. And, there's been a lot of things I've been able to accomplish in my 15 years of playing, but I'm not done yet. And I want to continue to play. I thought I would have been signed much earlier in free agency, but it didn't happen. And I found myself talking to the Oakland Raiders, and here I am now, being able to play my 16th year back with the Oakland Raiders franchise. So I'm very fortunate for that. But I knew all along, man, that I wasn't done playing football.
It does have a nice symmetry to it, starting out in Oakland, ending up in Oakland. But there's a lot of talk out there about why it is that you chose Oakland, Charles. I mean, you had the Denver Broncos as an option. They look, frankly, like they're primed to be a better team in the short term. So why, ultimately, did you feel like the Raiders were a better situation for you than Denver?
Well, honestly, you know, when you visit a team, you know, a lot of times the meetings and all of that stuff, they go great, you know, with the coaches. But it's always the business part of you know, those talks that either, you know, make the situation happen or not happen. And the Denver Broncos were set in a way that they do things, and I was kind of set in a way that I did things. And so that didn't happen. And so then I found myself leaving there. And I knew that if I ever got to, you know, the Oakland Raiders and sat down here and talked here and flew back into the Oakland airport, that it was going to be hard for me to leave. And, you know, we sat down and we negotiated the day I got here, and we made it work. And so, you know, there was no chance of me leaving.
All right, Charles. Now, I was a player, so I know there's two reasons in free agency that you think about: cashing out or going to a Super Bowl contender. Yeah. Obviously, you already won that Super Bowl. I knew the reasons why I went to Cleveland when I left New England, why I knew I wasn't going to sign there, because of the system, my head coach. I was going to help, you know, be a leader on that team. But I thought you were trying to be a contender for a Super Bowl. Like, they're regutting the house right now in Oakland. They're revamping everything.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But like I said, you know, I came in into the talks with Denver knowing, you know, exactly what I wanted. Even though I want to win a championship, I still want to make the business part of it right. And, you know, everybody talks to me as if they want me to come in and do all of these things, but they don't want to treat me as a guy that's going to do all of those things. So the talks, you know, of course, broke down, didn't happen, and I left out of Denver, and I got here to Oakland, and we talked, and we also had the same conversation about, you know, what they seen me as, my role, what they knew I could do, what they wanted me to do. And so then the talks continue, and we just made it happen. So you know how it goes, man. I mean, you can either take what they give you, or you can say, nah, you know, I'll do something different. And that's the way it went.
You know, it's funny, Charles. We're sitting here talking about the two teams that you ultimately had a choice between. When you were here in studio, what, 2-3 weeks ago, we were talking to you. You were saying no one's called. No one's given me the opportunity to say no.
Right.
So I know that this free agency process was really frustrating for you. Do you feel like there's something for you to prove? And I know clearly you've proven a lot throughout your career, but coming back this year under the circumstances, do you have a chip on your shoulder?
I wouldn't really say I have a chip on my shoulder, but like I said before, I knew I wasn't done playing football. And there's, you know, I wouldn't have been able to sit at home and watch football knowing that I had a lot left to give to the game. So it's not necessarily about proving myself, But it's just about doing something that I love to do, something I've been doing for basically all my life, and just not quite ready to give it up yet. And when that time comes, you know, I'll know it, and I'll make that decision. But as far as right now, I love playing football.
Now, Charles, you didn't go too far outside of division. I mean, you still got to see some of these teams, the Denver Broncos, yeah, that you had on the line to do a contract with. So these are the teams you're going to be playing against that it didn't work out. Was there some type of comfortability in going back to the Raiders with Reggie McKenzie or being a leader, some of the things that a veteran goes to a team? You're going to be a guy that a lot of the young players are going to look up to that made you feel like this was a better situation than going to more of kind of a veteran team in Denver?
Well, I think that, you know, talking to, you know, Reggie McKenzie, talking to Coach Allen, they both made me, you know, comfortable with the decision, you know, to come here. Talking about the team, you know, talking about the different pieces that they have, talking about changes that they've made, you know, to the roster, they really made me feel comfortable about coming here. And so, yeah, we might not be, you know, talks according to how people talk. We might not be on the same level as the Denver, of course, and some of the teams that are looked at, you know, to make it to the Super Bowl. But I was convinced that this team had enough that we were going to compete and be in games. And as long as we can keep games close, then we have the potential to win those games. So I look forward to coming in, helping this team, which is a young team, as you mentioned, and helping out where I can as far as that, you know, mentor responsibility comes in and helping this team, you know, move forward.
And boy, are they excited to have you up there. That footage of the fans welcoming you when you arrived in Oakland, that was something to see there, Charles.
That's Raider Nation, baby. You know, it's been a long time since I've been here and felt that love, you know, from the Raiders fans. But I tell you what, man, it didn't take long for me to remember back when it was good here and the type of love and the type of energy that this community has and that these fans have for the Oakland Raiders. So that definitely felt good.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you back out there on the field up there in Northern California in that number 24. Tracy Porter, come on, work it out.
Tell him he got to give it up, man. He got to give it up.
You got to give it up, man. Definitely.
Thanks a lot, Charles.
Thank you.